should say, before regionals comes up next Thursday at Beeler here. So we're talking with the doubles team here. A couple of seniors here. Start with Cade Bonneville. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great.
Well, good good deal. And thanks again for joining me here, Cade. And this has been a season that's gone pretty darn fast here, and it's been pretty good for you and Dante as well. And how do you feel like your season's gone?
Oh, man, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, we've gone to a lot of good meets, seen a lot of good teams, and it's been really competitive. So I think it's definitely one of the better years. So, yeah.
Well, I've been able to watch you guys a little bit last week down at Garden City there, and it was a little chilly day, a little breezy at times, but you guys came out with a big day last Friday, and then yesterday got some pretty stiff competition down at Heston. What was that like for you down there yesterday down at Heston?
It was an experience for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were some really good teams there, and it's fun to play against people mm-hmm. that have played for a long time and have gone to state and won state and stuff. And I think it was a good experience for both of us because I felt like a meet where we kind of put it all together. So,
all right. And what's probably the biggest takeaway from your tournament yesterday?
I don't know. I think we just kind of slowed down and played the way we know how mm-hmm. to play. I mean, we usually get sped up, it seems like. And I think yesterday we really slowed it down and just played the way we should play. And it worked out.
And so, you know, just it's been a fast season, but what's been your favorite moment so far this year?
I thought this Heston trip was really fun. I mean, just not only the meet, but the, you know, mm-hmm. getting there, staying there. I thought that was all really fun. But I think either Heston or Garden mm-hmm. was fun too. So.
All right. Well, Friday, you get your meet it's going to be in Great Bend, and then it's already league at home on Monday.
It doesn't seem crazy, right, does it? Crazy fast, yeah.
Yeah, but this has kind of been your first full season, that is, on varsity. And mm-hmm. what's the experience you've been able to take away from it?
Oh, man, the competition's so good. I mean, mm-hmm. we've played just some good teams, and they're only going to get better. But that's really, that's good for both of us because mm-hmm. when we get to regionals, you know, that's what we're going to need to beat. And, you know, GLAC will be a good test. And so I think just playing with all these really good teams and then mm-hmm. playing at practice too. I mean, we've got a good team, and practice is sometimes harder than meets, it seems. So.
Well, that's sometimes all right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Cade, once again, thank you for the time here, and good luck to you as you work through this senior season.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right, once again, senior Cade Bonneville joining us here as we will now talk to another senior in Dante Franco. This is the doubles team here together. And Dante, how's things been for you?
Pretty splendid. Pretty well.
Pretty splendid. I don't think I've heard that one in a while on here. So there you go. But you've had a pretty fun season, and you've kind of worked in with a new partner this year. And how's things been working with you and Cade on your side?
Pretty good. I mean, it's a like whole new experience. I mean, me and Dylan, we had a good season last year. Mm-hmm. We placed good at state last year, but with his injury, and then, you know, we have a deep, deep roster. So Cade was just the next man up, and we've just clicked since then.
I'll ask you this. What was your experience like yesterday down at the Heston tournament?
There were some good teams there. Mm-hmm. Our first match was a good one. We played a good Conway Springs team. Then we had a good Heston team.
The
competition was just pretty good down there. I like playing, you know, good teams because mm-hmm. I just feel like I can play at my full potential. So
I kind of ask you the same thing, kind of, Cade. What do you see maybe that you need to do to get better and take that next step?
Just basically just kind of slow things down and just mm-hmm. play like how we've been playing. You know, sometimes we like to just rush shots or just, you know, not stop, mm-hmm. think to where to place the ball, you know. But really just slowing down and just, you know, placing shots, that's yeah.
All right. Is this season going too fast for you?
Oh, most definitely. Oh. It's like blink of the eye, it's gone.
Yeah, yeah. It's, or you got to think about postseason next week.
Yeah,
already.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hopefully it continues to be a good season for you as you get ready for regionals already next Thursday. And thank you again for the time here, and good luck to you throughout this rest of your senior season.
Yep, you have a good good night.
All right, we'll do. Thank you. Once again, Senior Dante Franco joining us here, and we're going to talk with Coach Corbin Jansen as well here to talk the tennis. Of course, they won the Garden City Invitational second year in a row, I believe it is.
Third. Actually, yeah.
Man, the three-peat. So that's pretty cool. But that was a good kind of start into your week here.
Yeah, saw some good competition from the WAC schools and some area schools there, and overall was pleased with the play. Took some losses, maybe they would like to have back, but can't complain about a first place finish at a big tournament like that.
Oh, no question about it. But yesterday you found out kind of where your team was down at Heston there, and some really good competition, really good 3A teams there. Probably some of the best in 3A, and then some really good teams in 4A that you're going to see in your regional next week. And what was kind of your takeaway from yesterday?
Yeah, they got to see a lot of good tennis and play some good tennis. Matched up with some 4A schools in McPherson and Bueller. That'll be helpful come regional time, and trying to get some state seeds later on, hopefully. And then just seeing some teams other than the schools west of Great Bend that we tend to run into over and over again. That was just a great experience, big tournament on three sites. It felt like a big deal, and it brings a different level of play for all the guys.
Oh, no question about it. But, just to be able to get those opportunities against some of those teams there and, getting some wins over Bueller and a McPherson, that really had to help you guys out because you don't see hardly any of those teams at that regional.
Yep. Houston picked up a huge one against defending third place medalist at state in 4A. Kid from Bueller, really strong player, and to absorb some of his wins and get some indirects will really help him moving forward. I think gives him a huge confidence boost knowing that he can compete at that high of a level too. Our doubles teams both matched up against some Eastern Kansas schools, with our one doubles getting a McPherson win, and then got to see some familiar foes in Central Plains, and our two doubles avenged a loss against them. So that was a good one. And then got to match up again against each other. Our two doubles teams got to play each other,
of course,
in the final match. But it overall really good experience, and kind of got to see where we're at and where we can make some improvements as well.
Yeah, that was just another win-loss situation.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you told me before here, and I got to give you credit for letting me know. I just kind of spilled the beans on it, but you're not going to a Great Bend tomorrow. You're actually going on Friday, and then Monday it's league at home here, and then all of a sudden it's regionals.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy to still have two home meets a week out from regionals, two regular season meets. And a pretty good one on Friday in Great Bend. That'll be see some teams that maybe at least have seen some of our regional teams, no one from our regional,
yeah.
But see a Haven that we haven't seen all season, and match up. We've got a new lineup trying out on Friday in Great Bend with Avery Noel playing some singles, and Sage and Aiden Preston playing together. So gonna see how that turns out and give us an idea for league and regionals where our six will be.
All right. It sounds like it's going to be pretty fun and a fast and furious close to the season here, but it's been a good one for you guys. Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks as always for the time here, Coach. Good luck to you guys here over these next couple meets.
Thank you very much.